Good morning, this is Dennis again with your daily inspirations on a Tuesday morning. And we want to thank the Lord for a blessed night's rest and a new day in His Word. Today I just want to pray for you and then share a word of God. Father, I come to you this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, I just want to pray for each one that listens, that you would bless them, that you would strengthen them and encourage them. Cause them to grow up in the grace of God and cause them, their roots to go down deep with you. Father, would you just bless them? Give them understanding of the Word of God. Give me understanding, a deeper understanding of the Word of God. That's what we all need. It's a really deep understanding. As you went to the cross and you suffered much affliction, you suffered much ridicule, blame, beatings, anything, Father. We thank you for that, and then we face tough times in our lives, and Father, we think it's just terrible that people reject us and shun us and ridicule us. But Father, you went before us, and we look to that. Father, may we grasp the depths of that. Father, I just ask that you would bless each one of us today, cause us to grow in the grace and in the truth of your knowledge. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're in 1 Peter chapter 4. Yesterday morning I went through chapter 4, verse 1 through 4, something like that. Verse 4, it says, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you, who shall give an account. Okay, so they think it's strange. You got converted, you got born again, you changed your ways, and now you follow the truth. And your friends or your family or whatever it may be, they think it's strange that you don't run with them anymore. But they too, verse 5, it says, who shall give an account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. We all shall give an account to Jesus Christ one day on how we live, whether it was good or bad, whether it was good unto him or bad unto ourselves. Verse 6, for this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. For this cause was the gospel preached, for this cause ye shall be judged. Was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. And that's God's will right there, is that we would live according to God in the spirit. As we would live, men can see our works, men can see what we do and the way we live, the way we act. Men can see our attitudes. They can make a judgment of us because of our attitude. But we live unto God in the spirit. See, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in truth and in spirit. It is a spiritual thing here. So if we're connected with God spiritually and we're having fellowship with him spiritually in the spirit, then we will have good works and men will be able to see that. Verse 7, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. So we should be sober, watching unto prayer, not being out being foolish and doing dumb stuff and just different things like that. But we are sober and we watch unto prayer. Then it says in verse 8, and above all these things, all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. So above all these things, charity is always above everything. have fervent charity among yourselves. Be assured to love one another, not touch one another and ridicule one another, things like that. Have fervent charity among yourselves, or charity shall cover a multitude of sins. Verse 9, it says, use hospitality one to another without grudging. Use hospitality. Invite your friends, invite your fellow brothers and sisters over for a meal or just for a visit or something. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. Without grudging. Oh, I've got to invite you over today again. No, we just come on over. Let's have fellowship. And so may the Lord bless you, strengthen you, and cause your roots to go deeper with you. And thanks for listening. If you desire to leave a message, you can do so at the end of this message. May the Lord bless you and keep you.